Hello there, or rather good morning there, all you fellow Nikonians. This is Martin Jorgensen with the podcast On Location with Martin Jorgensen. And today we're on location in Florida in USA, and we have ventured off to a bird sanctuary. This is the famous Corkscrew Bird Sanctuary near Naples in Florida, which has been mentioned several times on other podcasts, particularly the Image Doctors, and also gets mentioned occasionally in the forums and elsewhere. The Corkscrew is very easily accessible. We just drove our RV in and parked it in an almost empty parking lot. This place is not really that visited this time of the morning, obviously. This time of year, we're in April, and it seems like we have the whole thing to ourselves. When I say ourselves, it's me and my wife, because the kids, which are teenagers, are asleep in the RV as it is. It's about 7:30 in the morning. Not that they can't get up, but this particular place they didn't want to see, so we just left them sleeping in the shadow. It's a beautiful morning, a bit misty, but I think the mist is lifting right now. The sun is shining. It's a bit chilly, but it will definitely warm up later in the afternoon. I'm just at the entrance of the boardwalk, which is kind of a bridge that built through the whole swamp where you can go. It's a couple of miles long. It'll take probably a couple of hours or so to go through it, because there should be a lot of things to see on the way. But as it is right now, I'm just standing by the Audubon Center, which is the kind of visitor center that you can go into by the entrance. It's free to go on the boardwalk, but if you want to see the center, you have to pay $10. So we'll see whether we go in there or not. But I think in the beginning here, we'll just go along the boardwalk and check out the nature here. I have brought my cameras, my D200, my D40, 70-200 with the teleconverter, and my 17-55 to cover this shoot today. And I can hear my wife calling me now, so I'm just going to go on and see what she's found. Well, I wasn't quite right about the payment. You have to pay $10 to get onto the boardwalk here. You go through the center and pay for the admission, which is absolutely fair, no problem there. So that's what we have done, and we are now on the boardwalk and ready to walk the couple of miles that lead you through this beautiful swamp. It is actually quite beautiful already, just on the outside of the center. As we're walking along here, we enjoy the fabulous and beautiful wood here. It's really amazing, with cypresses and ferns and palms and everything. It's really just beautiful. The birds are singing. We see a few very small birds, but nothing really big. And I've just been shooting different views and sights of the landscape. The light is really amazing. We still have a very low sun, so shooting both against the sun and with the sun is giving some nice results. I've shot mostly with the 17-55 until now, and just a few shots with the long tele. But hopefully there will be some birds. The birds we've seen until now are really small and high up in the trees, and I can't get any decent pictures of those with my small telephoto lens here. It's only a 70-200 with the teleconverter on, which means that I need to get it very close, or I need to see something big in order to get some decent pictures. But there might be something on the way. Even though the largest birds I haven't been seen here, it seems, yesterday. The herons and the birds that usually come out very well on short telephoto lenses. But it's also the dry season right now, and that might be the reason why there aren't that many of these big birds that are dependent on water. But hopefully we'll see something on the way. I'll just kind of slowly walk along here and see what the trip offers. My wife has gone ahead of me, and we're now entering the cypress forest, it seems, with higher trees, and going along the front of the forest here. I have mounted my telephoto lens, or my telezoom, on a monopod. A monopod is basically a one-legged tripod. It attaches to the lens on a swivel head that can tip and then extends like one leg of a tripod, so that you can have some support while shooting. It's really an amazing difference that it does with regards to being able to hold your camera still at low shutter speeds. And in the case of using a long telephoto lens, it's a very good way of getting stability and a lot easier to carry around than a tripod. It's also quicker to set up and take down. And you basically carry it around, extend it over your shoulder, and when you want to shoot, you just put it down on the ground, put the camera to your eye and shoot. It worked quite well. I have a quick release on my tilt head on the monopod, and it's the same quick release that I have on all the other stuff that I have, the cameras and the ball head that I have on my tripod, and that means that I can easily change back and forth between the monopod and the tripod if I carry both, and I can also change the cameras on the monopod. I have the same quick release on my D40 body, so that I can put the D40 on the monopod if I want to take a picture at a slow shutter speed with the wide angle or the short telephoto. So I'll just grab a picture of that so you can see how it's set up. I just leaned it on the boardwalk here, and it's like this. It needs to be quite long because you need to be able to get it all the way up to your eyes, and I'm quite tall, and that's because of that, it needs to be able to extend all the way up to your eye level. You don't want to crouch down or stand on your toes or anything like that when shooting with it, so it needs to be able to extend to the exact height that you need. This has quick releases on the legs too, or the leg. There's only one, and it's easy to extend and to shorten while you're shooting, because sometimes when you tip the camera, you need to be able to shorten it a bit in order not to have to stand on your toes. But the monopod is a very good way of getting stability when you shoot a long telephoto lens. You see it used in sports and many other places where it's really good, because it's also very quick to use and easy to carry around, which is something that sports journalists and sports photographers definitely appreciate. We've just been watching a bird feeder now for a while, but there are many birds around. You can hear a pigeon in the background, so I've taken pictures of the plants instead, which are almost equally beautiful to the birds. There's a lot of beautiful beautiful plants, and the light is perfect for plant shooting. And my 17-55 actually has a very good close distance when I put it at 55. So I don't get a macro, but I get a close distance of about, I don't know, probably, let's see what it says on the lens, about a foot or some 30 centimeters, which is quite good at 55 on a DX sensor. So I can actually get some decent close-ups of these plants, since I'm focusing on leaves and flowers, and the light falling through drops on the leaves and stuff like that. It's more than enough. If I wanted to take really close-up photos, I needed to bring a real macro lens probably, but haven't been necessary, so. I was just approached by one of the people that work here, and she asked me whether I'd seen the painted bunting, which I of course hadn't. First of all, because I didn't see it, but secondly, because I have no idea what kind of bird we are talking about. She also pointed out to me a catbird, small, beautiful, small gray bird with a black hood on. Now, I'm not a bird watcher, and I don't know the names of these birds. I know quite a few Danish birds and that Danish names, but once it comes to the birds of this forest, I have no idea what I'm looking at. But if you ask me, it doesn't really mean that much. I'm not a bird watcher. I'm not one of those guys that hunt birds to set crosses in a book and to get a list of what I've seen. I usually just enjoy watching them, looking at them, and of course taking pictures of them if I can get the chance. But knowing their names and checking them in books and what have you isn't really something that I do very much. Of course that means that I can't really appreciate what's common and what's rare, but then again, I can appreciate what's beautiful, which is the essence of going and looking at things in nature. So I'm not really worried about the names. I know my wife bought a small guide to the birds so that we can always check them out, and I might, if I see some birds and get pictures of birds, just check them out in that book and get the names, probably because the bird watchers will want to know what I've seen probably. But as I said, I'm not a bird watcher, so I don't worry too much. We see very few, and the few that we see are small, so I've taken pictures of other things interesting, like the boardwalk and the plants and everything, so I think I've got some nice shots in the box anyway, in spite of the lack of visible birds. This is a fascinating place. The boardwalk is meandering through the trees and has been meticulously built so that it doesn't disturb any trees. It's quite fascinating. Many places there are cut holes in the boardwalk itself or the rail so that the trees can grow. I read on a sign that the boardwalk is made from a particular type of Brazilian hardwood which does not need any maintenance, so that it can just be left alone. And the fact that it actually does meander makes it much more exciting to walk along, because it's you never know what's hidden around the next corner. And the light changes and your direction changes. Excellent. Then you walk into sunny patches and then you walk into shadow. Suddenly it opens up, you see the landscape. Then it closes again and you walk in an overgrown alley. This is really, even though we don't see many birds, quite an exciting trip. We're of course here in the absolute driest season, so what would usually be water is now quite dry, and that also means that a lot of the birds that are dependent on water aren't here. So the big egrets and the stork and the herons and what have you, but I think we'll have a nice trip anyway. I definitely have a great time, and as I said, the beauty of the forest and the plants and the sound of the small birds, which are barely visible, is really, really nice. I'm about winding down for this time. I just spotted the visitor center in the background and have been walking a 2-mile boardwalk now. Very few birds. I don't think I got that many bird shots, maybe a few. Lots of plant shots and shots of the environment, but due to the drought, there are very few of the bigger birds here right now. And what to do with that? So I'll say goodbye and thank you for listening. I'll see you next time, hopefully also from Florida. And in the meantime, you can check into the forum and you can mail me if you want to. The address is on location at nikonians.org. So until next time, take care and go out and take a lot of pictures. See you there. Bye-bye.